And in some areas, they have houses that are built outside of the house, has boards that lap over each other, like this.
Mm-hmm.
You call that? It's sort of on the same design as
that one. I don't know what you're talking.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear clapboard or weatherboarding or
no.
siding?
Siding, yes. Not clapboard or what you say, weatherboard? No, I never heard that.
What does siding look like? Is it horizontal or vertical? Or?
Horizontal, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and...
hang up the frame?
And you'd hit the nail with a...
hammer?
And you say, I took the hammer and I wet the nail into the wall.
I hammered the nail into the wall.
Or abusing another word.
What was the question, though?
I took the hammer
and I hammered the nail into the wall.
Or you say, I got in my car and I...
drove my car.
Uh-huh. And you say, I have never... what, a car?
Driven a car.
Mm-hmm. Or he doesn't know how to...
drive.
And a building that people used to use for storing wood in when they burn wooden stoves.
What would I call it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take this for instance. We never stored wood here. I just say where the wood is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know, we're not, our winters aren't that severe, so I don't know what they'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
I never used the
what
term.
What about a little building out in the back where you could store tools?
A utility room.
Mm-hmm. And before they had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the outdoor toilets?
Privies.
Mm-hmm. Any other terms? Joking terms or sort of vulgar terms?
No. The only thing I've ever heard is maybe the outdoor toilet.
Mm-hmm. How does the word privy sound? Does it sound okay? Or does it sound...
that sounds okay.
Mm-hmm. What different buildings do they have on the ranch?
A barn.
Mm-hmm.
Storage room. And then they, I can go back, they used to have a coal room, which was supposed to be like the refrigerator. I mean, for example, but they didn't have any refrigerators at that time. So they used to hang the meat up to make, you know, jerky meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they had all the, you know, the bean, all the food of the house. But they call it a coal room because there was no refrigerators or anything.
Mm-hmm. Did they have ice in there?
Sometimes they did, yes.
Was it a separate building from the house?
No. Well, the way, no.
Mm-hmm.
It was with the house.
What about the barn? What was that used for?
To store hay.
Mm-hmm.
And to store your saddles.
Mm-hmm.
And to put horses in sometimes.
Mm-hmm. What about the upper part of the barn where you keep the hay? You call that the...
I don't know. What do you... I know what you're talking about, but
mm-hmm.
since we never had the upper part of the barn... I've seen
the barns here are just this
one
mm-hmm.
story, I mean, you know, but they're high enough where you can stack. Let me tell you why we never use such terms or words. We don't have, I'll go back, we didn't have such severe winters, so we never had to store hay, like
mm-hmm.
they do up north, which they have to store, put it in silos and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the winters that severe, so really,
mm-hmm.
The barn that we use is to store just a little amount of hay, not much.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a loft or scaffold or overhead of a barn?
No.
What about if you would cut the hay off a piece of land, you know, and then you let it dry and you rake it up, before they would bale it, they'd rake it up in little piles and then they'd take the pitchfork and load the hay on the wagon?
Yeah.
Hi. Did you ever hear a special term? For the little piles they'd have raked up out of the field?
No.